1. The Unthinkable Tragedy. The man-made catastrophe at Emmanuel is among the most sorrowful and powerful stories in recent memory. Time. Bible study and study notes in hand, my wife Myra slips through the church's side door around 5 o'clock, a few seconds of her smiling image captured by the security camera. As always on her way inside Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church, she stops and warmly hugs several other Wednesday people, as they are called, those faithful ones who attend midweek Bible studies in addition to Sunday morning worship services. Rushing inside to the meeting room, she answers her cell phone's ring, speaking briefly with our daughter Denise and promising to call her back when she returns home. The Wednesday night Bible study usually starts by 6 p.m., but on this hot and steamy June evening in historic downtown Charleston, the church has scheduled its quarterly conference meeting to be held before the Bible study, pushing the study time to 8 p.m. As presiding elder for the AME Church in the Charleston district, the Reverend Dr. Norvell Goff meets with Emmanuel and other local churches in his district for a quarterly conference at least once every 3 months. On this night, June 17, 2015, Dr. Goff and 50 members in attendance discuss budget issues, installation plans for the building's new elevator, and other important church business. Before the end of the extended meeting, several ministers are granted local ministry licenses, including Myra, who receives her preaching license renewal, a ministry calling she had worked hard for many years to earn. The evening proves a special and greatly anticipated event for my wife. She glows with excitement as the meeting ends and the Bible study time draws near. She will teach the Bible study for the first time at Emmanuel, an outstanding honor, explaining Jesus' parable of the sower recorded in the book of Mark. Myra's safe haven. Myra loves her lifelong home, Charleston, South Carolina, and especially the Emmanuel AME Church. She became a newly baptized convert and church member in 1965, the 10th year of her life, becoming actively involved in the congregation's family life and numerous children's programs. After 16 years of marriage, I have never once tried to persuade Myra to leave her church to join my denomination, the Reformed Episcopal Church. Myra is just too loyal, too devoted to Emmanuel, and so in love with its people. Her commitment to God would never allow her to leave her childhood church. She considers it her safe haven from the frets and cares of this world. A perfectionist and very serious about her ministry and church, she feels anxious all morning about teaching her first Bible study at Emmanuel. She sits at the den table working long into the afternoon until she stops and quickly dresses for church. I want to make sure that when I feed our people the word, I'll be giving them the right word, and that they will understand what I am saying, she tells me. And I want to be able to answer all their questions. You've worked hard on it for a solid month, Myra. It's perfect, I assure her. I plan to attend the Bible study this evening.